Our kids rode many miles in the old backseat of our car, and they had their share of turf battles over who was taking up more than his or her share of the seat. Pretty customary with three kids in the back seat when you drive quite a ways. And they also spent some time sleeping there. In fact, I remember when our youngest was a baby, he would just doze off in his little infant seat right next to his brother, who was 2 years older. And we'd turn around, we'd see that little guy asleep, and we'd say, "Aw, bless his heart." And then a few minutes later, we'd look back, and his brother, who was almost asleep, would peer out of one eye at us and go, "Bless my heart." I guess he wanted to make sure it got done in case we didn't come through and bless it. Well, some of our trips were like long-distance marathons. I mean, you know, both my wife and I, marathon drivers, and some of those trips were in the dark, and it was raining and stormy even. And we've been through some very memorable lightning storms. Sometimes it's been snowing. Well, it didn't matter. The kids have over and over again just conked out, and they'd wake up, and we were there. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about who's driving. Now, our word for today from the Word of God is from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. That might ring some bells. They're my daughter's favorite verses, my wife's favorite verses, and maybe you consider them to be yours. Here's what they say. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. In other words, you'll get to your destination if it's raining, snowing, storming, lightning, thunder. You'll get there if you follow this formula. Notice he says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. That means you have taken total hands off the situation. You're going to totally relax in what God's doing. You're not going to depend on what you're doing. Don't get in the way of His will with your bright ideas. Don't lean on your own understanding. It's like our children riding in the car with their father for all those marathon trips. Actually, the situation you're facing right now leaves you three choices in terms of navigation. Choice number one, you could try to drive. And maybe that's what you've been doing. In fact, the more intense a situation gets, instead of getting desperate for God's larger help, we just grip the wheel more tightly. Well, if you're trying to drive, you will crash. Just as if my kids were trying to drive when they were little. Now, the second thing you could try to do is help God get you to your destination. Imagine He's driving, you're in the car, but you're in the front seat and you're telling Him how He should drive. It's like a backseat driver in the front seat. Or you keep grabbing the wheel because you think you're going to crash. Well, you will if you drive. Or you think He's going too slowly, so you keep putting your foot on the accelerator. All you're going to do is make the trip longer and harder, my friend. The other possibility is that you do what my children have done. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Now, in a sense, you'll crawl in the back seat and you'll say, Father, I trust you. It's dark. It's stormy. I'm not sure where we're going, but I want to fight off the urge to try and drive. You drive, Father. Good night. Where are you in this current situation in your life? Are you trying to drive, or you're trying to help God drive? Or are you simply going to sleep in the back seat? Why don't you relax and let your Father drive? You'll wake up refreshed, and you'll wake up right where you're supposed to be.